This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2121. Almost 177 ways to use get in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
The word get is rampant in English, but should it be used in every context? Today, hear about a few scenarios where you can sub in get instead of other, more formal verbs. Wondering about your fluency level? Take our simple English fluency quiz and find out if you're 50% fluent, 65% fluent, or 80% fluent. Plus, get ready for an exciting new course release coming up in early June. Learn from real English conversations so you can finally get competent. Take the quiz at allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Hey, Aubrey, what's shaking today?
Hey, not too much. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. What are we getting into today?
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
We've been talking about phrasal verbs a little bit lately. We're not teaching any phrasal verbs today, but we had a question about the verb get, which we use to replace so many other verbs. And when I started looking into this, I realized that get has a ton of phrasal verbs. I was shocked.
Okay.
Lindsay, how many would you guess?
A ton.
Phrasal verbs for the verb get.
In my mind, a ton would be somewhere around 20 or 25, probably.
Yeah,
feels like that's about
what
right.
I would guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I would think.
Yeah.
177.
No way, Aubrey.
I know. It's
no
crazy.
No way. That is so...
And it's so many of them. Like, this is, it's 177 uses. So some of them, like you guys have known, will teach like check out, and there are 6 uses for just that one, right?
Oh,
but total 177.
That's
no wonder
insane.
Phrasal verbs are so confusing.
Oh my gosh, that's insane. We're going to have to do a whole ebook on that just for our listeners.
That'd
on the
awesome.
177 uses of get.
The 177 ways verb. To use the verb get.
But today it sounds like we're lucky. We're letting our listeners off the hook that we're not even talking about those today. Is that right?
Exactly. We got this really good question from Alessio Zungri.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and read it. It's about the verb get. It says, okay. Hello, I follow you from Turin, Italy. I always have some trouble to understand and use the verb to get. Too many applications.
Yes.
Could you help me with some recommendations? I'd really appreciate it.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So 177 applications. Exactly.
177 phrasal verbs. And beyond that, what Alessio is talking about is we use to get to replace so many other verbs. And it's so much more native and natural for us to say get instead of these sort of more formal verbs, right?
Yeah, but there is a time and place to be precise, right?
Yes, for sure.
And
yeah. In fact, we recently talked about this on the IELTS Energy podcast, just episode 1328, a couple of weeks ago. It was called Don't Use Get on IELTS.
Oh, I saw
because,
that.
Yeah. Often on the IELTS exam, you shouldn't say get, especially if you're repeating it over and over. You should use these higher level, less common verbs instead to boost your vocab score.
Yeah. And for our listeners here, you know, maybe you guys are working in English. It would make sense to be precise, precision. Yes, on the street, every day at parties, we use a lot of get around the house. But when you enter an office presentation, you're probably going to up your game and say something like receive, for example, instead of get. So we're going to get into that today. Right, Aubrey?
Exactly. But first, we want to give a shout out to our reviewers.
Yes.
Thank you so much, everyone who has reviewed the podcast. We read these. We love them.
Yeah. And yeah, we are right dead smack between Christmas and New Year's, and we love gifts. So we consider seeing your reviews a little gift, right? Every time we get a review, we read them, we enjoy them, we share them among our team. So guys, go review us. I do want to shout out to some students who have reviewed us, because you do get your name read out loud when you write a review. An honest review, of course, but let us know. So Alpha Ken 99999 from Singapore, Shamsuddin from Taiwan, Sheila Amadian from the US. These are our listeners, Aubrey, who reviewed us and gave us some amazing reviews. So Aubrey, what should our listeners do? What should they do,
guys? Review. I love that idea of having that be your holiday gift to us, right? If you would like to get us a present, leave us a review.
Yes.
We love to read these. They are, it's such a warm hug for me anytime someone leaves us a review.
Yeah, it's better than like a cup of hot chocolate even, when it comes to warm hugs. Like the best warm hug is a review. Be honest in your review, but let us know what you think. And you can even write your question for 2024 in that review. So what is your question that you want answered on this show in 2024? Because we read them all. So we'll see it, guys. Good stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Okay, let's dive in here. We do use the verb get to replace so many verbs. So today we're going to focus on the four most common and share some synonyms. Because like you said, Lindsay, you may want to use these alternatives to sound a little more professional, a little more polished. And you might just want to, like our listener wrote in, be a little more clear on when someone says get, what exactly do they mean? There's lots of options.
Sure. Yeah, precision shows professionalism and formality and respect. So let's get into it. So the first one, receive, right? So where do we go here, Aubrey?
Yeah, so wrapped up with this sort of meaning of receiving, there are these other verbs, accept, earn. So let's give an example for each one using get and the verb that's being replaced.
All right, here we go. So when it comes to earn, if we're using receive to mean earn, we can say he's getting an award, right?
Yeah, right. So he is getting an award. That means he's earning an award, but we often instead will use get.
Yeah, I love that. What else? For accept.
And so for accept or accepted, I got approval for a new project, right? So that means you accepted this approval, but we often will say get, or in the past tense, got. I got approval.
Oh, so there's get everywhere, getting got everywhere.
everywhere.
And then another one for receive, did you get a receipt? Meaning after you bought something, did you either print out a receipt or have it sent to your email or a text message, right?
Exactly. And just normal day-to-day conversation, you rarely will hear someone say like, did you receive a receipt?
No way.
It's so quick and easy. We use get all the time, constantly.
Yeah. Especially that one would feel very strange.
Yeah.
You've just gone to like last week I went to Lowe's like 12 times because I was doing some housing projects and I had to get a receipt. And if someone had been there with me and said, did you receive a receipt when you bought that table? It'd be ridiculous.
It would be so strange. But it is so confusing because they're just with the sort of the meaning of to receive something, three different verbs you're replacing. So let's go to the next one here. The second meaning is buy.
Yeah.
And then sort of wrapped up in this same sort of meaning, we also have purchase or hire.
Oh my gosh. Okay, here we go. So first one, I'm going to get groceries later. Yeah, using get to mean go and buy, pick up something, anything at the store, or go and get new clothing even. You could use that for maybe shopping, that kind of shopping.
Mm-hmm. And there are other verbs here like acquire, right? It would be like a band 9 verb for IELTS or something that would be very impressive at work. But in just day-to-day conversation, we say get. I'm going to go get my groceries. I got to go get my prescription.
Yeah.
Say get over and over.
On this show, All Ears English, we're bringing it down to the human level, the connection level. Yeah. And I bet if we were to just tape record our daily conversations and then transcribe them,
we would see
get 177 times in a day.
So many times. Yeah. So here's another one for hire. You might say, did you get a new babysitter? And really what you're asking is, did you hire a new babysitter? But I would for sure say get instead.
Oh my gosh. Interesting. Okay. Good stuff.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, there is a third category here under the bucket of take. like retrieve or steal or nab. Nab, that's a bonus word for today, Aubrey.
I love this verb, nab, right? I'm going to go with this example first. I said this just the other day. I got some candy from my daughter's Halloween bag, and I would totally say nab. I nabbed some candy. Like it means steal, but it's a very informal way to say you stole something. I nabbed it.
Yeah, I could also add to that if we're going to create verbs like this, like steal, nab, grab something. We could do another episode on steal, nab, grab, like, you know, grabbed candy in a sneakily way, right? Mm-hmm. And that is what you have to do as a parent, I'm sure, is you got to get some of that candy, Aubrey.
Exactly, right? But you have to be pretty sneaky about it or that child is going to be angry. So you got to nab it. There's a sneakiness involved with the verb nab.
You have to go and like wrap. I saw on Instagram a meme where someone wrapped Brussels sprouts in the truffle, chocolate truffle things, because they're about the same size. You got to replace it and take their chocolate.
Reseal it somehow. They would be really angry about that.
It's hilarious.
When I open it and there's a Brussels sprout in there.
Oh, not good. Okay, coming back up to retrieve, right? You could say, I'm going to get the mail. And this, for some reason, this verb retrieve bothers me because it makes me think of a dog. Like, I just don't.
Oh, yeah, like a retriever. Imagine saying, I'm going to go retrieve the mail. Like, really, that's what we mean when we say I'm going to get the mail, but we would never say that, or at least very rarely.
Sometimes I do hear it, but it annoys me because it feels too formal. It feels, I do hear, I don't know where I hear it, like written instructions. Please retrieve the empty garbage cans on Tuesday morning and bring them back.
Yes.
It's way too formal. It just
instructions that were sent by like the city, and they're trying to sound very professional and formal.
Right. Right. Mm. But I just don't. I don't like it. I don't like it
That's
at all.
Funny.
So. What else?
All right. It's the last one here for take is take. Right. You might say, can you get him his medicine? And really, what you mean is, can you take him his medicine? Can you take something to him?
Ooh,
we'll also
like
say get.
One. Yeah, we could do a whole other episode just on this use of get. Can you get me my meals on Wednesday evenings because I can't drive? Lots of uses here.
We use it for both bring, take, right? All of them. Yep. We'll just say get instead.
Oh, interesting. That's another episode, Aubrey. Guys, hit follow on the show because we're going to cover these things in 2024. You don't want to miss them. Yes.
Yeah.
What else?
Our last one is understand or comprehend. We all often will just say, I get it or I don't get it. And really what we're saying is I understand or I don't understand.
Yeah, I say it all the time, right?
I get it.
It's used to offer empathy, right? Mm-hmm. When someone's explaining something that they're struggling with, oh, I totally get it. Or literally
you just got it, right? Got it. To say understood, understand.
Get it, got it, good. Yes. Good stuff. Okay, Aubrey, role play time. Let's do it. Yes.
All right, let's do it. You are asking me for a favor in this role play.
All right. Hey, can I borrow your car for the weekend? I was going to get my mom's, but she needs it now.
Yes, I need to get it from the shop. I took it for an oil change.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I got you a gift card and I'll fill up your gas tank.
Oh, you didn't have to do that. I get it though. I always do the same whenever I borrow someone's car.
Nice. It's always good if someone does you a favor. We like to do that. Like even if someone watered our tree for us while we were gone for a week or two and we tried to get them like a bottle of wine or something. It's good to do those little things, you know?
Yeah. Then you don't feel so bad for asking the favor. And it's just nice to show real appreciation. I often have to borrow a truck to deliver paintings for my brother. Oh. And every time I always fill the gas tank and then sometimes I'll get him a little gift card too.
You want him
to let him know like you appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly. People want to help you if they know that you appreciate their help for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, let's go through this. I first used the take meaning to say, or you said it. You said I was going to get my mom's, meaning I was going to take my mom's car, borrow my mom's car.
Yeah.
She needs it, so now I'm asking to borrow yours.
Exactly. And then you said, "Yes, I need to get it from the shop." So that means retrieve it. I need to pick it up. I need to grab it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I put retrieve here. You're like, ew, no, I'm going to say pick up.
Don't like
I need
that.
To pick it up.
I don't know why it rolls me the wrong way. I just don't
it
know
is
why.
Strange. I need to retrieve it like a dog going for a frisbee.
Like
leave retrieve for the dogs.
Yeah, leave retrieve. Exactly. That's my philosophy.
Can't they have something? Can we leave nothing for the dogs?
That's so funny. And then what did I say next?
So you said, I got you a gift card, which is saying I bought you a gift card, right? Or I picked up a gift card for you. And we just say, I got it. I got it for you.
I got you a gift card. And then you said, oh, you didn't have to do that. And then you said, I get it though. And we've talked about though here on All Ears English before. Mm. So check out our old episodes on that, guys. Meaning you understand, right? I get it though. I always do the same, right?
Exactly. And without that though, it would kind of maybe sound a little strange, right? Yeah. I understand or I get it. That softens it quite a bit to say though. Yeah, check out those episodes so you can understand how to use though.
Oh my gosh. I'm not sure if we hit all 177 uses, but we came close. It feels like we came close here.
There are a lot, right? So many phrasal verbs, so many verbs that we replace with get. I totally understand why this listener was confused.
Totally get
There's so many meanings. We totally get it. Great question. Hopefully today's tips clarified some of the ways we use get, some of the meanings for it, so you guys can use it with confidence.
Yeah, we're just getting started, guys. So if you have other questions here around using get, and if you want us to cover other very specific uses, again, write your question in your review, or you can also email Aubrey, right? You can email Aubrey@allearsenglish.com. Let us know that question. We'll put it on our list, especially if it's a very specific question. Yeah,
absolutely. Yes. We love your questions. Send them in, leave us a review, and happy holidays, guys.
Yeah.
For anyone out there celebrating.
And I also just want to mention connection here, right? Because we need the context in which we're speaking matters, right? Defaulting more to get in your everyday life, your social life, parties makes sense. Whereas maybe in the business world, we're upping our game. Like I said, maybe we're looking for these other words like receive. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Connection.
Exactly. It's all about connection, right? You don't want to sound too formal when that's not the situation, right? That does keep you from creating those deep connections. So yeah, keep it casual, keep it informal when you're chatting with friends and family and even coworkers. Often we're actually often very informal with coworkers and colleagues.
Yeah, that's how we get to that 99% fluency and build our relationships by knowing the context and choosing the right word at the right time. We're going to get into much more of this next year, so can't wait. I'll see you soon, Aubrey. Have a good one.
See you there. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.